I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky. Tucked in the prairies of the Oglala National Grassland in northwestern Nebraska lies an ancient graveyard. The Hudson Meng Bone Bed contains the bones of at least 600 bison, buried for nearly 10,000 years. When local ranchers discovered the site in the 1950s, they didn't know they'd unearthed an archaeological can of worms.
30 years ago, archaeologists deduced that Paleo-Indians killed the bison by driving them off a cliff. Spear points found at the site proved that people were there. This idea stood until 1991, when more archaeologists visited the site armed with new techniques and a new philosophy. They believed that 10,000 years ago, humans were too sparse and unskilled to kill so many bison at once. If it did happen that way, beliefs about early social behavior and human settlement would have to change. There was evidence against human involvement, for example, the small number of spear points and their location above the bone bed.
The debate rages on, and meanwhile, the Hudson Meng Bison Bone Bed shows what the science of archaeology is all about, piecing together clues of a puzzle, this time consisting of bone, rock, and dirt, to interpret the past. Special thanks to the U.S. Forest Service, caring for your national forests and grasslands. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.